Well, let's see.
Paul Adams, TM, and I voted for TM.
Uh-huh.
And the other four, that would be...
included Black, right?
Included Black. That's right.
Was this...
Gene Black used to... he used to get mad at his colleagues, and he got mad at each of his colleagues in turn, don't you see? But he wouldn't stay mad but very long. He'd be mad at T.M. Kavanaugh one day, and the next day they'd be great friends, but he'd be mad at John Deathmers. And then he and John had become friends, and then he'd be mad at Harry Kelly. Or he'd be mad at me, or he'd be mad at Paul Adams, or somebody. Gene was always mad at somebody.
Well, I'm dwelling on this a little bit because it seems to me that this is the introduction to a very important force on the court, because here is this fellow, Black, who for some years had flown under the Democratic colors.
Mm-hmm.
And he was throwing the vote, was he not? He was the swing vote in this proposition, and he had thrown his weight to make Deathmers, a former Republican state chairman, the chief justice of this of the court.
Yes, that's true.
Well, did this not, do you remember anything about the atmosphere of that? Did this leave some scars?
Well, you see... I think Gene had supported Tom Kavanaugh, Thomas Matthew, before. And, as I say, he got mad at Tom for some reason. And didn't support him this time, and voted with Brennan and Kelly and Deathmers to make the fourth vote to beat Tom. That's my recollection of it, Raj.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Gene was...
He played a big role 2 years subsequent to that, did he not? In, remember who...
When Tom Brennan was... Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Well, this was a different atmosphere that you came into then, I take
it. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was a different atmosphere, much different from the atmosphere that I had left on the Court of Appeals. And it was funny, during the campaign for the Supreme Court, I said to John Fitzgerald, John, why is it that the Michigan Supreme Court at that time was notorious for the internecine squabbles that were going on. And I said, why is it that the Supreme Court seems to be so bitter in their differences. In our court, which I'm convinced has as deep and many differences as they do, and yet we don't have that kind of feeling. And John said something that I think to this day was accurate and very perceptive. And he said, well, all of our differences are professional. And I think he was right.
Mm-hmm.
And the differences on the Supreme Court at that particular point were not professional. They were personal. They were political. They were... I don't know what, but they weren't professional differences.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed later on, thank God.
Was it attributable to the system, to the individual people that were there, the seven of you, or was it a matter of one or two personalities, or this was not a congenial atmosphere, and it became, entered in at times, I take it, to the decisional process. Or was later on to do that, and this becomes significant in in an analysis and evaluation of the Supreme Court of Michigan, does it not?
Yes. The court had been labeled, rightly or wrongly, as an intensely politically partisan court. Mm-hmm. I think Gene Black, to his dying day, felt it was and remained so.
And by this act that we just spoke of, contributed, did he not, to throwing the swing vote? In other words, he went against his political tradition, which was at that point, I would say, a Democratic allegiance.
Well,
or am I making too much?
Well, don't forget that Gene started out as a Republican.
Okay.
And he became a Democratic supporter in many respects. He was very supportive of Menin Williams, always.